All right, guys, we've got to talk about some of the new Epstein news that we have. See, every single day in this administration, it gets worse and worse and worse for them, and they keep trying to cover it up. Pam Bondi tried to cover it up. She's gone. Dan Bongino tried to cover it up. He's gone. When Republican lawmakers speak out against it, Lauren Boebert tries to do something. She's gone. And obviously, we have seen people like Thomas Massey get millions of dollars spent against him. In relation to this issue, the administration is trying everything they possibly can, to make sure that this stuff doesn't come out. But recently, the Democrats have been putting in a lot of work on the Oversight Committee, which we're also going to talk about because they don't control. But even though they don't control it, the Democrats on the Oversight Committee have been putting in tons of work. We just got this new article about Democrats actually visiting Ghislaine Maxwell's prison after claims of preferential treatment. I mean, she already has preferential treatment, the fact that she's in a minimum security prison. She is the only one at this prison who is a convicted sex offender. It's already so odd that at a minimum security prison, somebody with these charges would be there. But now we have claims that she has access to a laptop and a puppy and other prisoners who have tried to speak out about any of this that goes on, that all these, you know, things that she gets that other people don't. They're not allowed to. They're basically like stomped down and there's issues within the prison, if you will. And so Democrats went to try to figure out. We're going to talk about this article in a second, but I also want to point out one other thing that we learned very recently. If you remember this, that went very viral, this photo that the Trump administration released as a part of their Epstein file drop and then got rid of. This is Jeffrey Epstein, and to the right of Jeffrey Epstein is Howard Lutnick. And at the time, the DOJ removed this photo from the Epstein files in data set 9. When they removed it, people noticed it was gone and then started talking about it. Then they put it back up. And that's a big deal because Howard Lutnick originally said that he stopped talking to Jeffrey Epstein pretty much right when he met him. He met him for the first time and he was super creepy and all these things. And then we learned that it's a massive lie. And so he actually had to testify in front of the House committee, but behind closed doors. We just learned today from this Politico article, actually this is kind of unrelated but related to Howard Lutnick, some of the issues within the administration here. According to this new book that you may have heard a lot about by Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan about this administration, there was a point where Trump and Lutnick were fighting quite a bit over tariffs, and Trump essentially grilled him. And of course, none of these people, they have no souls, they have no self-respect, and so they all just bow down to Trump and do whatever he says. So of course, Howard Lutnick's gonna come out and be like, this is fake, the president is so nice to me. Meanwhile, in private, this is what we're hearing. This is what Trump said verbatim. Quote, I remember when you were 35, you were a killer, and now you've got your beautiful wife and your big house and you're just soft, you're a pussy. You know what, you are a pussy. But after billions of dollars of tariff revenue started getting paid to by the government and fears of a financial crisis had gone away, because originally he's yelling at him over tariffs and the issues that have sprung from that, Lutnick flipped Trump's critique on him and would tell Trump that he was, quote, your $25 billion a month pussy. So clearly, these individuals getting into it. And I want to remind you what Howard Lutnick said roughly a year ago on this New York Post podcast. It is so scary to look back now at this video and know that every single word that comes out of Howard Lutnick is a lie. And it's scary because it's such a detailed story. It's a detailed story. He's about to go through a story that absolutely positively, without a doubt, did not happen. It didn't happen because he was on Epstein's Island in 2012 with his whole family. We're gonna play this, then we're gonna loop back to the article and read some more about the House Oversight Committee and how Democrats are trying to fight this, but Republicans are covering it up. And by the way, really quick, before I hit play, my name is Chris Bowery. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. Check out my YouTube channel right down below. The support has been overwhelming. I appreciate you. And here on the Adam Mockler channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. We have blown past 2 million subscribers. Each one of you is so incredible. Make sure you like, share the video out, subscribe. It really helps us in the algorithm. Adam and I appreciate you so much. Let's take a listen.
We renovate, we buy our
for 30 years, you know everybody, Elon Musk, Charlie Kirk, Jeffrey Epstein was your neighbor. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about him. East 71st Street, he was your neighbor for 10 years. How well did you know him?
All right, so we are in number 11. And he lives in number 9.
Right.
So we renovate, we buy our house, and our house is pigeons and mice.
Right.
Okay, that's it. It was derelict.
Right.
So we rebuild our house. We move in 2005. Okay. Jeffrey Epstein is arrested in like 08, I think, or something like
right,
that.
Right.
So knock on the door. His assistant on like a Saturday says, Mr. Epstein, your neighbor would like to invite you over for coffee. So my wife and I go next door. You know, we walk the seven steps.
Yes.
Right. To the next house for coffee. We share a wall.
Right.
Right. So it's in New York City. So he invites us in. We have coffee in this. And he says, do you want a tour?
Mm.
We said, great.
Interesting.
He's got a really big house.
Every room you went into?
Well, I'll tell you. So his house is like super big, really wide. And so he gives me a tour in the living room, big living room. And then across from it is double doors. I assume it's the dining room.
Yeah.
And he opens the doors and there's a massage table in the middle Ooh. Of the room.
Ooh.
And candles all around and stuff. So I ask very insightful, cutting questions. I say to him, massage table in the middle of your house? How often do you have a massage? And he says, every day. And then he like gets like weirdly close to me.
Ooh.
And he says, and the right kind of massage.
Ooh.
Now my wife is standing here. So she looks at me and I look at her and we say, I'm sorry, we have to go. And we left. And in the 6 or 8 steps it takes to get from his house to my house, my wife and I decided that I will never be in the room with that disgusting person ever again.
Every single word was so intricate, was so detailed. But like I just showed you that photo, he was on Jeffrey Epstein's island after Jeffrey Epstein had been charged with a crime, a sex offense relating to a minor, and he was there on the island with his wife and his kids. So, I mean, the lying is outrageous. Let's go back to this story because also, in a weird way, it relates to Howard Lutnick and Jeffrey Epstein. So, staff from the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees visited the Texas prison where Ghislaine Maxwell, the longtime associate of Jeffrey Epstein, is serving her sentence, according to Democratic lawmakers. In a statement, Robert Garcia and Jamie Raskin said staff from the committees traveled to the minimum security federal prison camp in Bryan, Texas on Tuesday to seek answers about Maxwell's transfer there and about allegations that she has received preferential treatment at the prison camp. According to the Democratic lawmakers, prison staff provided the committee staff with a, quote, extensive tour of the grounds and programming of the facility. However, the lawmakers claim that the Bureau of Prisons leadership repeatedly shut down our lines of questioning, it's a cover-up, or could not provide basic information about our central concerns, it's a cover-up, including Mrs. Maxwell's extraordinary treatment, allegations of sexual assault at the facility, and retaliation against inmates who tried to blow the whistle relating to all of this. In a statement, a spokesperson for the Bureau of Prisons said that it, quote, facilitated an extensive and transparent visit of the facility for congressional staffers from two committees and both sides of the aisle. Each of the topics mentioned were addressed to the extent possible. It's a cover up. Apparently, they went to great lengths to accommodate the lawmakers. Such a lie, blah, 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 blah. Now, Maxwell is currently serving a 20-year prison sentence, obviously, and last summer she was transferred from a federal prison in Florida to this minimum security camp. And then all of a sudden, magically, we get this audio of her saying, you know, I knew Trump and he never did anything wrong and he's the most amazing person ever and he was never involved in this. Could that be, you know, are those two things related? Absolutely. It's so in broad daylight that that happened literally. The move happened to the minimum security prison 1 week after Deputy Attorney General, but now Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche interviewed her about Epstein. And so if we, again, scroll down here, Representative Garcia also said that the staff were not granted access to Maxwell during the visit. Uniformly, by the way, all the staff came back with the same conclusion, which is that this is a park-like campus and Ghislaine Maxwell should not be there. Obviously, Todd Blanche has defended the transfer a lot. Democrats still asking questions here, still demanding more transparency. Raskin sending a letter asking the president whether he had directed Blanche or anyone else in the administration to provide Ms. Maxwell with a transfer to the prison camp, favorable treatment in prison, or special accommodations for her communications and interaction with her family and outside world. And here's the thing. This is why the midterms are going to be so important, okay? Currently, Democrats do not control the House Oversight Committee. But if Democrats were to win, let's say, the House and the Senate, the tools available to them to try to hold people accountable here are much stronger. They could send subpoenas to a lot of these people and try to force them in. Now, the reality is that if someone defies a subpoena, like let's say someone in the Trump world, the DOJ is not going to charge them because the DOJ has been filled with loyalists. But still, you're adding so much more pressure. You're, again, just pounding at the door for justice for a lot of these women. And again, you get more eyes on it in the public, which forces a lot of political pressure on these individuals. Obviously, this is then now going back and forth during this visit about the realities of the allegations, because among them were that Maxwell received custom prepared meals, that her guests were permitted to bring computers, and that she had access to a puppy and more. She can do anything she wants as long as she keeps her mouth shut about the fact that Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were best friends, and Donald Trump, at the bare minimum, absolutely knew what was going on, what Jeffrey Epstein was doing and his heinous crimes, and did nothing about it. So we will see what happens here. But how does this relate to Howard Lutnick? Well, I want to point out here that Democrats, again, got to question Howard Lutnick behind closed doors during a House Oversight Committee, with several of them saying that Trump would fire Howard Lutnick if they saw the video of his testimony about why he was lying about his relationship with Epstein. Apparently, it was such a disaster for Howard Lutnick, and he was playing just the most absurd semantics, not answering questions. The reason it was behind closed doors, and the reason that the leader of the House Oversight Committee, James Comer, was like, oh, I think it was great, we've concluded he did nothing wrong, might be because Lutnick donated $5 million to House Republicans before the Epstein testimony. So again, the cover-up in broad daylight. He donates $5 million personally to House Republicans, and the leader of the House Republicans, the leader of the Oversight Committee, James Comer in this instance, the leader of the Oversight Committee, but obviously a prominent Republican in the House, oh, he did nothing wrong. He's good. He can do this behind closed doors, and we won't say anything about it. The cover-up in broad daylight. And I also want to point out lastly here, look at this. Look at this photo. No one talks about this photo enough. We keep hearing more and more details about how Melania Trump met Donald Trump. And it's pretty clear, at least from my understanding and some of the reporting we've gotten, that they met through Jeffrey Epstein. And we have this photo from the Epstein files, once in a blue moon. It says all around the corners of this picture here. It's Jeffrey Epstein holding a check, $22,000, signed by Donald Trump. Who is this woman? We don't know. I would like to know why he's getting paid $22,500, why there's a woman next to him when he's signing that check. Could this be Melania Trump? Could it be an underage girl? I don't know, but we're still learning more details every single day. And again, this type of stuff is why it's going to be so important to make sure you get out there and vote for the midterms. I appreciate each and every one of you. Do me a favor, go down below, check out my YouTube channel, and make sure you are subscribed here on the Adam Ockler channel. Hit like, hit subscribe, all that good stuff. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. Have a great rest of your week into the weekend, and I will see you back here tomorrow.